May 15, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. The Significance of Place. Opening Prayer. Heavenly Father, whatever unfolds for me in this day, thank you that everything will be according to your perfect will and for your purposes. Help me to experience your presence and working as I trust in your faithfulness. Read 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verses 1 through 15. God's promise to David. After David was settled in his palace, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a house of cedar, while the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under a tent." Nathan replied to David, "Whatever you have in mind, do it, for God is with you." But that night the word of God came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. You are not the one to build me a house to dwell in. I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought Israel up out of Egypt to this day. I have moved from one tent site to another, from one dwelling place to another. Wherever I have moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of their leaders whom I commanded to shepherd my people, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now then, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I took you from the pasture, from tending the flock, and appointed you ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name like the names of the greatest men on earth, and I will provide a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did at the beginning, and have done ever since the time I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will also subdue all your enemies. I declare to you that the Lord will build a house for you. When your days are over, and you go to be with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for me, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. I will never take my love away from him, as I took it away from your predecessor. I will set him over my house and my kingdom forever. His throne will be established forever." Nathan reported to David all the words of this entire revelation. Reflect. Come into God's presence, trusting Him for your future. There is a particular place in the foothills of the Andes in southern Peru which will always be significant for me. It's where I talked with God and made the decision to return to the UK after several years of mission work in the country because of encroaching deafness. Places can be important to people for all sorts of reasons, marking significant moments in their lives. David had the laudable desire to provide a permanent place for the Ark of God, which, as we've already noted, was highly meaningful for God's people then. Of course, God didn't need a static house, although buildings like churches and cathedrals can often provide those significant moments of encounter with God. God allowed David to have the idea, but it would be his son, Solomon, who eventually built the temple. Right now, however, God had bigger house plans for David, and promised to do the building work himself. The house of David would culminate in David's descendant, Jesus, and where Jesus is still the most significant place to be. Have you ever had a strong desire to do something special for God, only to find that God himself disallows it? Perhaps he uses circumstances, and you realize it's an impossible task. Maybe that's because God has bigger plans for you, plans to use you in ways you cannot imagine at the moment. When I was earnestly praying through whether I should leave Peru, a good friend suggested that God would have something even better for me to do back home. She was right. Although at the time I felt thrown on the rubbish heap, no longer fit to do anything for God because I was going deaf, I discovered over time that even profound deafness is no barrier to God using me. Apply. Does this speak to you? Be encouraged. God has something even better in view for you. Closing prayer. Thank you, Father, that your plans for me are always for my good and purposed to bring you glory.